knowledge that we broadcast on unceded ancestral territory of the Coast Salish peoples. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen to our podcasts on SoundCloud and our website, cjsf.ca. Have a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573.
It is 3 p.m. on November 17th, 2023. We stream on, we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 45 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey police transition. I'd like to make a correction from the last show. I said the SFU Red Leafs men's soccer played the Western Washington Vikings a 2-1 loss at Interbay Stadium in Bellingham, Washington, when in fact the venue was Harrington Field. I apologize for the error. I will play the first song after the next PSA.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Welcome back. First up is Hardball's self-titled album with NRA. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Yeah.
That was Open Air from Hardball's self-titled... That was NRA from Hardball's self-titled album. Next up is Munoz Jardín. Here is Hello, Hi. I would like to discuss the SFV Athletics at this time. There were five games on Remembrance Day, which was Veterans Day in U.S. Men's soccer destroyed the visiting Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 5-1 in the morning as Michael Hennessy started the Red Leafs attack with the first two goals of the game at 3:18 and 14 as part of SFU's four-goal outburst as the Red Leafs clinched the GNAC Men's Soccer Crown, SFU's first since 2018, and a berth to the NCAA tournament at Burnaby Lake Sports Complex. Due to two weather-related cancellations, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference decided not to have a playoff tournament. In the afternoon, women's soccer, the fourth seed, confronted the defending GNAC champions, Western Washington, the second seed, in the 2023 GNAC Women's Soccer Finals at Tomlinson Stadium in Ellensburg, Washington. The Red Leafs shaded the Vikings 2-1 as Isabella Mussolini opened the scoring at 1:25, answered by Mika Carr at 57-17, and Reagan McKenzie scored a winner at 80-45 to become the 2023 Women's GNAC Women's Soccer Champions, SFU's first ever Great Northwest Athletic Conference Women's Crown. Reagan McKenzie, who scored a winner, won the tournament MVP. Later on, both basketball teams were also in action on Veterans Day as women's defeated Cal State Monterey Bay Otters 74-65, led by Jessica Wisotsky's 27 points at Otter Sports Center in Seaside, California. Meanwhile, men's were trounced by the Cal State Dominguez Hills Toros 82-60, where George Lefebvre led the Red Leafs with 14 efforts in the losing effort at Lumberjack Arena in Arcata, California. For the nightcap, the Red Leafs volleyball tripled up the Western Oregon Wolves 3-1, led by Brooke Dexter's season-high 22 kills, the fourth highest figure in her SFU career, at Physical Education Building in Monmouth, Oregon. Both wrestling teams were in action on November 12th at the Mike Clark Open in Forest Grove, Oregon, where weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top three results for SFU. First with men's, in 157, Magnus McCracken defeated Diego Cruz of Southern Oregon 7-2, tripped Talon Lomeli of Shasta Community College in 152, fell to David Rubio of Corbin in a 13-5 major decision in the semifinals, upended Hunter Campbell of Eastern Oregon at 106 in the consolation semifinals, and toppled Trace Evans of Eastern Oregon in 108 in the third place match. In 174, Elijah Lazar was dominated by Graham Gambrell 20-4 on a technical fall, but recovered to overwhelm Brian Walker of Linfield 18-1, Monte Sandling of Grace Harbor 16-0, both via technical falls, defeated Jevin Lim of Pacific Oregon in a 10-2 major decision, Andres Nicasio of Corbin on an injury default at 3:45 in the consolation semifinals, and Paul Ortiz of Clackamas Community College 9-4 in the third place match. In 184, Owen Gustmanson defeated Marshall Rodenbeck 11-4, Isaiah Toomey 4-2, Julian Kennedy of Evergreen Community College 7-5, Jackson Lugan in an 11-2 major decision during the semifinals, but lost to Isaiah Twite in an 11-2 major decision during the first place match. In 197, Sam Pereira toppled Jackson Gripsikoff of Southern Oregon 24, Micah Kahili Akio of Southwestern Oregon Community College 18-4, both via technical falls, defeated Donovan Gian Gregorio of Oregon State 13-6 in the semifinals, but got tumbled by Asher Ruti of Oregon State 17-1 on a technical fall in the first place match. Now with the Red Leafs women's. In 101, Gina Bolognese upended Diamond Lopez of Southern Oregon at 2:53 in the semifinals and tumbled Carly Scott 10-0 via a technical fall in the first place match. Two SFU runners earned top three in 116. In the championship round one, Maddie McKenzie toppled Adeline Montiel 10-0 on a technical fall, while Ivy Threadful upended Annalise Smith at 48 seconds. In the quarterfinals, Maddie McKenzie toppled Malia Welch of Southern Oregon 10-0, while Ivy Threadful tumbled Brisaise Serrano, also of Southern Oregon, 10-0 via technical falls. In the semifinals, Maddie McKenzie defeated Irma Retano of Eastern Oregon 11-5, but Ivy Threadful lost to Fernanda Lopez of Southern Oregon 10-3. Threadful recovered to win the next two matches as she upended Malia Welch of Southern Oregon at 3:32 in the consolation finals and toppled Brisaise Serrano of Southern Oregon 12-2 via a technical fall in the third place match. Meanwhile, Maddie McKenzie fell to Fernanda Lopez at 2:25 in the first place match. In 123, Victoria Seal tumbled Sophia Gilbert of Southern Oregon, Ellabelle Taylor of Evergreen State, Brooklyn Jones in the semifinals, and Carrion Baldwin in the first place match, all by 10-0 scores on technical falls. Red Leafs earned top two spots in 130. Laura Soto toppled Giselle Hutchinson of Pacific, Emily Berrigan, both by 10-0 scores on technical falls, in the championship rounds 1 and 2, the latter of which was also where Marquesas Hines tumbled Maya Weiler of Southern Oregon 10-0 via another technical fall. Excuse me, just trying to find out where I lost. In the quarterfinals, Marquesas Hines scored her second technical fall in a row as she toppled Brooke Sisierski of Eastern Oregon 10-0, while Laura Soto upended Juliana Robbie of Umpqua Community College at 33 seconds. Laura Soto scored her second fall in the semifinals over Anna Rodriguez of Eastern Oregon at 2:46, whereas Marquesas Hines tumbled Erica Grant 10-0 on her third technical fall win to set up all SFU finals in 130. Hines earned her fourth technical victory as she dominated teammate Soto 13-0. In 136, Jay Trollen fell to Audrey Diaz of Pacific at 46 seconds in the quarterfinals. However, Trollen out-wrestled her next four competitors as she upended Georgie Edmondson of the Factory Wrestling Club at just 14 seconds in consolation round two, toppled Jaden Nance of the Factory Wrestling Club 10-0 via a technical fall in consolation round three, upended Angelina Espinosa of Umpqua Community College at 41 seconds in the consolation semifinals, and tumbled Elios Mason 10-0 on a technical fall in the third place match. In 155, Paige Maher upended Natalie Sutherland of Southern Oregon at 27 seconds, dominated Lene McCracken 10-0 via a technical fall in the quarterfinals, followed by another 10-0 technical fall win over Sophia Yurkovich of Southern Oregon in the semifinals. In the first place match, Paige Maher defeated Flora Borrero of Evergreen State via forfeit to earn the women's 155 crown. In 190, Julia Ritchie upended Trinity Tafoya of Eastern Oregon at 54 seconds in the quarterfinals, toppled Zoe Smalley of Umpqua Community College 11-0 on a technical fall in the semifinals, and edged Juliana Boley 4-3 in the first place match as Julia Ritchie earned the women's 190 crown. In 235, Amanda Silveri upended Raina Walker of Evergreen State at 146 in round one, but lost the next two matches as Silveri fell to Faith Woolley of Umpqua Community College at 4 minutes in round two, and lost to Jaslyn Wallen of Evergreen State on a 4-4 decision, likely due to a technicality, to earn third place in 235 at the 2023 Mike Clark Open in Forest Grove, Oregon, hosted by Pacific University. Both SFU soccer teams were honored by GNAC on November 13th, as both men and women's teams were named as GNAC Teams of the Week, with Devin O'Hay earning the GNAC Men's Soccer Player of the Week. Seven Red Leafs men's soccer players were honored on November 14th. Devin O'Hay was named to the 2023 GNAC Men's Soccer Player of the Year after recording at least a point in 10 of 11 games for a total of 9 goals and 9 assists as he led SFU to its 8th GNAC crown. Two other Red Leafs joined O'Hay to the 2023 GNAC Men's Soccer All-Conference team, the Defender of the Year Nico Papakiriakopoulos and Freshman of the Year Michael Hennessy. Papakiriakopoulos led SFU to 0.88 goals against average, allowed 15 goals, and chipped in with 8 assists. Hennessy finished second in GNAC with 13 goals. Meanwhile, Koji Poon and Nikolai Pacek earned second GNAC All-Conference recognitions. Poon was second in GNAC with 8 goals, 18 points, and 13 shots. 38 shots. Pacek was among the top Red Leafs defenders as he played 13.35 minutes and 16 starts while tallying a goal and 2 assists for 4 points. Goalkeeper Justine Sandu and midfielder Ali Zohar were GNAC All Honorable Mentions. Goalkeeper Justine Sandu and midfielder Ali Zohar were GNAC Honorable Mentions. Sandu led GNAC with a 0.88 goals against average, 800 save percentage, and 6 shutouts for a first place tie. Zohar was tied for 4th in GNAC with 5 assists. There was one game on November 15th. Men's basketball were shaded by the Hawaii Pacific Sharks 67-64, led by George Lefebvre's 15 points at SFU's West Gym. Three games were on tap for November 16th, where both SFU soccer teams started in the NCAA Division II Championships, with women's in Seattle and men's in LA. First with the SFU Red Leafs women's soccer, which earned the 6th seed in the West region, confronted the Cal State LA Golden Eagles, the third seed in the West, in the afternoon. After no goals in regulation and 3 overtimes, SFU and LA went into a shootout where the Golden Eagles won on 2-0 and eliminated the and eliminated the Red Leafs at Inter Bay Stadium in Seattle, Washington. Later on, the SFU Red Leafs men's soccer, the seventh seed in the NCAA Super Region 4 Championships, played the Point Loma Nazarene Sea Lions, the 10th seed. SFU tied a game at 1 as Nico Papakiriakopoulos at 37-17 to enter the halftime tied at 1. However, Point Loma's Marlon Buck eluded Justin Sandu twice in the second half at 75-55, 85-53 to lead the Sea Lions to a 3-1 win and eliminated the Red Leafs men's soccer at University Stadium in Los Angeles, California. SFU Volleyball hosted Central Washington for the nightcap on November 16th. The visiting Wildcats swept away the Red Leafs in three straight sets as Brooke Dexter led SFU with a team-high 15 kills at SFU's gym. At SFU's West Gym. Three events are on tap today. Both swimming teams are competing at the La Verne Invitational at East LA College in Monterey Park, California. Stats are not available at this time. Meanwhile, women's wrestling are competing in the Missouri Valley College Open at Burns Athletic Center in Marshall, Washington. I'll try to find out the scores if possible. I'll try to mention the top three SFU scores. Just looking at the track wrestling website here. Just bear with me. There have been matches, placements. Several SFU women participated. Gina Bolognese, women's 101. Ivy Threatful, 116, along with Maddie McKenzie. Kelsey Lewin, 123. Victoria Seal, 123 as well, much like Kelsey Lewin. Logan Alcantar Soto, 130, much like Marquesis Hines. Jay Trollen, 136. 155, Paige Maher. And Julia Ricci, 191. None of the wrestlers have been ranked at this point. Later on, women's basketball are visiting California State East Bay. The tip-off at Ed and Bertha Fitzpatrick Arena in Turlock, California is at 5 p.m.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the final men's soccer standings from the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. The final standings are for this year, 2023 men's soccer. Like I said before, due to two weather-related cancellations, no playoff tournament was ever played. Simon Fraser finished first at 8-2-1. 2.27 points based on average points per game for each team. Total number of points earned divided by conference games played. Western Oregon finished second, 8-1-3, just a shade below SFU at 2.25 points. Northwest Nazarene, third, 3-4-5 conference, 1.17 points, 5-7-6 overall. Western Washington, 4th, 3-4-5 conference, 1.17 points, 5-9-4 overall. For reference, Simon Fraser, which earned 2.27 points, to win the GNAC, 8-2-1 conference, 11-5-2 overall. Western Oregon, second conference, 8-1-3, 2.25 points, 11-3-3 overall. Western Washington, Sierra Pacific, fifth, 3-6-3, 1.59-4 overall. St. Martin's, 6-2-6-3 conference, 0.82 points, 4-8-4 overall. Montana State Billings, last, 2-6-2, 0.8 points, 5-9-3 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No intra-conference games have been played as of yet. Alaska Anchorage, first, 4-0 overall. St. Martin's, second, 3-0 overall. Northwest Nazarene, third, 1-0, third overall. Western Washington, fourth, 4-2. Alaska, fifth, 1-1, much like Central Washington. Seattle Pacific, seventh, 2-3. Montana State Billings, eighth, 1-2, much like Western Oregon. And Simon Fraser, last, 1-5.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's basketball, no interconference games have been played as of yet. Western Oregon is first at 3-0. Western Washington, second, 2-0. Montana State Billings, third, 4-1. Alaska Anchorage, fourth, 2-1. Central Washington, fifth, 3-3. Seattle Pacific, 6-1-1. Simon Fraser, 7th, 2-3. Northwest Nazarene, 8th, 1-2. Alaska, 0-6 for 9th. St. Martin's is last at 0-2. St. Martin's should be actually 9th, with Alaska being the last, but for some reason, Alaska is ahead. Welcome to the second half of episode 45 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, along with a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey and the latest on the Surrey Police transition after the following messages.